Good afternoon, St. Pete. This is Mayor Rick Kreisman joining you live from the city's Emergency Operations Center. As we begin to restart St. Pete, we have a lot to cover today with some important updates and announcements. I appreciate your viewership and attention and ask that you share this information with those who may also be interested. First, I want to begin with our situation report here in Pinellas and St. Petersburg. There are 788 confirmed cases of COVID-19 here in Pinellas County. That's up about 80 cases since last week. And once again, this is the best available figure and obviously does not reflect the extent of this virus in Pinellas. 44 people have died of this virus in Pinellas County. That's an increase of 13 since last week. And in St. Pete, we now have 254 cases confirmed, 47 more than last week. I also want to share with you some data we haven't been able to share before. And it's an important one for us, and that's hospital bed capacity. As we stand here today, hospitals, specifically in St. Pete, have about 40% of their total beds available and approximately 30% of their ICU beds. Our friends at All Children's have about 22% of their pediatric ICU beds available. Now, some encouraging news. Emergency room visits for the cough, flu-like symptoms, and COVID-like symptoms have fallen dramatically since March. I believe we must credit social distancing for some of this, which should serve to remind everyone of the importance of continuing with social distancing and to wear a cloth face covering as much as possible. Now, as you know, the state of Florida is beginning to reopen under phase one of the governor's plan. As much as is possible, and to achieve uniformity and limit confusion, we intend to track with his plan here in St. Pete, with one caveat. If he makes a decision that is not in the best interest of public health here in St. Pete, I will not implement it. And I will urge our partners at the county and our friends across the bay to also reject irresponsible actions. We must proceed with caution as we reopen Florida and we restart St. Pete. Restart, but be smart. And get it right the first time so that we don't have to do this all over again. For example, here in St. Pete, we've decided to keep our dog parks, skate parks, playgrounds, recreation courts, libraries, and other facilities closed for a while longer as we monitor week one of phase one of the governor's plan. I'm also interested to see public health data later this week and this weekend, and interested in the overall behavior of the public in responding to this statewide reopening. My decisions are being informed by 17 Restart St. Pete advisors, restaurateurs, community leaders, our city council, and my city team. And while St. Pete was a leader on the front of this crisis, we are not afraid to trail on the back end of this crisis to ensure the health of our residents and the sustained recovery of our economy. As permitted under the state's order, many restaurants have begun to open this week at 25% occupancy indoors and with 6-foot spacing between tables outdoors. Retail establishments that were previously closed have also begun to reopen at 25% occupancy. And while I believe 25% occupancy is quite a challenge for restaurants, I don't have the authority to expand that percentage, only to restrict it. I have, however, authorized our City Development Administration to allow restaurants with existing parking lots or other adjacent spaces to expand their on-site outdoor seating areas. Restaurants may apply for approval to expand their patios and to use this existing space by emailing a sketch of the area where the tables will be located, along with the property owner's approval to devrev@stpete.org. devrev@stpete.org. The proposed table layout will need to comply with the 6-foot distance requirements between the tables. There will be no fee for review, and the approval will be effective until the end of the emergency order. So please email us for details. I have also asked them to work with our restaurant community to help us decide how best to further expand outdoor dining on a temporary basis. As it relates to this, there is much to consider, including public safety, traffic, and equity issues. And we will certainly keep our restaurateurs and our residents posted. I want to thank every business owner who has opened their business responsibly so far and urge them to continue to put the health of our community and their employees first by strictly following the governor's orders. In fact, I will soon be urging them to practice the St. Pete way. There are government directives and orders, and then there is the St. Pete way. What is the St. Pete way, you ask? Let me tell you what it is. As we work to restart St. Pete, there will be many ways our residents and business owners can help to mitigate COVID-19 in our city. Hand washing, social distancing, face covers, building a culture of health and kindness will all be addressed in the St. Pete way. For our businesses, we will be encouraging them to heed the guidance of their industry associations. As an example, for restaurants, the St. Pete way will mean placing hand sanitizers that contain at least 60% alcohol at each table for use by guests. It means encouraging restaurants without a reservation system to adopt one. This will help to mitigate crowding, appropriately space diners, and help those restaurants determine their staffing needs. And while we love the smiling faces of our hospitality industry employees, we also know that cloth face coverings are effective at mitigating the risk of contracting the virus from both symptomatic and asymptomatic individuals. And so, the St. Pete Way requests hospitality businesses have their employees wear a face cover when social distancing is not possible or where crowds gather, such as inside restaurants or even outside restaurants. Again, these aren't orders. They are strong encouragements to simply do the right thing. After all, isn't that what makes St. Pete special? Isn't it what makes St. Pete, St. Pete? That we care for each other and we look out for each other. But here's the bottom line. The more businesses do to assure their guests that they are taking their health and their health and safety of their employees seriously, the more profitable those businesses are likely to be in the long term. So, be on the lookout for our St. Pete Way recommendations. You'll soon be able to find that and much more at restartstpete.com. That's restartstpete.com for all relevant information. And finally, let me be clear. We are not yet past the danger that is COVID-19. We're nowhere near past it. Much uncertainty still remains. There are heartening factors and indicators, but we should not draw broad conclusions. Every resident, every business owner should be mindful of this as we slowly restart our city. And again, I'm sure I don't have to remind you that today is Cinco de Mayo. So if you're planning on celebrating, please remember to do so in the St. Pete way. And with that, I'm going to take some questions from Yolanda Fernandez that she has received from the media. Yolanda?
Mayor Brendan Ward at the Business Journal sent in two questions. The first one is, since you formed your task force to reopen St. Petersburg, Pinellas County has made countywide decisions. Should we expect the city to follow the county's lead, or will it enact some stricter guidelines where necessary?
You know, I'm in frequent conversations and contact with our county administrator, Barry Burton. I think it's really important that the county and the city are aligned as much as is possible. And so that certainly is our intention. Unless there is some order that comes down that we don't agree with, it's our intention to align ourselves with the orders of the county.
Mayor, what is the status of the Fighting Chance Fund? Specifically, how many businesses and individuals have you helped, and how much funding does it have left?
So as of April 30th, we've had over 700 residents who have each received $500. That's somewhere over $350,000 that's gone out for individuals. And for our businesses, we've gotten over $1 million out into the business community so far. We've also just expanded our criteria, and so there is dollars still available. If you are eligible, please go to the city website and apply. It's an opportunity to receive dollars that are available. I can't encourage you enough to do that.
Margie Manning at St. Pete Catalyst has our next question. City Council members this morning asked about planned communications for additional city help to individuals, including rent and mortgage help. Can you address what's being done to help individuals with those needs and how the city is communicating to them that help is available?
So obviously there's programs available at the federal level, the state level, the county level, and the city level. We've talked a little bit about the Fighting Chance Fund. I also want to mention there's something called the Pinellas Arts Community Relief Fund that is providing relief to the arts community. The county has come out with Pinellas Cares Financial Assistance Program, which is also offering one-time financial assistance to residents to help pay for basic expenses such as rent and utilities. In St. Pete, we continue to look for ways to expand our economic relief efforts, such as discontinuing our utility shutoffs, waiving late fees. We're looking at reallocating TIF funding that would be approved by the City Council and the county that we can also reallocate. And we've provided additional funding to organizations like the Pinellas Opportunity Council to assist with mortgage and housing assistance programs. We recognize there's a lot of need out there in the community, and as a city, we're doing everything we can to look for ways that we can try and provide assistance and help to all of you.
Megan Holmes at St. Pete Catalyst asks, what are some takeaways from your one-on-one conversations with your Restart St. Pete committee?
Well, let me first say again thank you to each and every member of that Restart advisory group. There are some incredibly bright minds and talented people that had agreed to provide me with information and their thoughts and recommendations and opinions, and I greatly appreciated that. There's been a lot of takeaways. A lot of information was provided in those one-on-one meetings, but I think overall the message, both from our healthcare providers and our business community, was that we need to be very deliberate, very conscious of the decisions we're making, and take it slowly. The worst thing that all agreed that we could do was to open up too quickly and result in us having to shut things back down again.
Our next question is from Telemundo. Many attractions around the Tampa Bay area are reopening. What's the plan on St. Pete for places like the Dolly Museum?
So in the governor's order, there was a specific provision that dealt with all of our museums, and it allowed them to reopen at 25% capacity. And so the decisions will be made individually by each of our museums on whether they will in fact go ahead and open or whether they are going to wait for a time they feel more comfortable doing so.
And here's our final question, Mayor. Any update on the pier?
It's coming soon. Stand by, hold tight. You're going to love it when we open it. So for all the questions that were submitted, thank you. And for all of you, again, thank you for paying attention, for tuning in, for staying safe, and for socially distancing. If we keep doing that, St. Petersburg, the sun is going to shine on us sooner rather than later. Thanks again.